to think about how can we provide more localized resources that can be used in schools and in homes by parents, teachers, and young people around this issue of bullying. And probably later this month, we will hopefully we will be making those new resources public with a real focus on ensuring that one of the biggest problems we have is when people suffer in silence. When particularly young people are being bullied or harassed, are scared to go to school, some of the examples you showed me outside on the hall pertain to, and they don't know what to do. So one of the things we want to ensure is that everybody in Israel knows that if they have a problem on Facebook, what they can do about it. And also to reassure you, you may want to ask us more questions about this, that every single report that is made on Facebook is looked at by a human being, one of our experts, either in, an expert in the particular issue or an expert in the language that the report is about. And that's maintained. So in terms of what has changed since we last met, we very much heard the concerns. We recognize that one of the things we need to do as a company is to make sure that on a special day like today for the Knesset, that we are here, that we are engaging, that we are ensuring that our partners on the ground here in Israel, like myself, are fully informed about the processes we have in place and can answer many of the questions that might otherwise come to us while we are not here. But while we are here, that we are ready and available to answer any questions you may have about the concern that this committee and other committees today are looking into. But I would say that our principal focus is on how can we ensure that we have the most up-to-date and most thorough resources available for everybody in this country, such that if they have a problem, they know what to do.
Thank you very much, בעצם זה שאתם נמצאים פה בסימן שיש כבר כתובת, ואחד הדברים שהבאנו היה על כך שאין כתובת, ואנחנו כבר כתובת נמצאת, וגם האיגוד האינטרנט שחזר לנו בכל דבר חשוב, רק יש לנו עוד שאלה אחת, אתם יודעים, יש מישהו שאוכל את הדברים ואוכל את הדברים, אבל יש גם צמיחה למי שנפגע, גם אם מכאן ואילך אתם עוזרים לשאלה על מה שהיה בעבר, שחלק מהאנשים האלה צריך צמיחה, על ידי גוב, על ידי מקום שהוא יוכל לקבל את
זה. You raise a very important point, which is that harassment very rarely happens just online. Especially for young people, bullying typically starts in the playground, in the cafeteria, on the bus to or from school, and then it will then often go online. And actually, there is only so much we do recognize, there is only so much we can do in respect of we have the responsibility, and we take our responsibility very seriously, to deal with concerns about what's happening on Facebook. However, we are not able to be on that bus, to be in the playground, to be in the cafeteria, and hence encouraging young people, both through the resources we provide, through our partnerships, to ensure that they tell a responsible adult or a good friend about the fear or concern that they have, because those are the best people to provide the in-person support, someone they already know. And so we, it's one of the reasons why our partnerships all over the world in this respect are extremely important. And we certainly find that peer-to-peer support, so young people helping other young people, is the most effective way of addressing the issue of bullying. What tends to happen is bullying can become a phenomenon within the school. So a particular school or a particular geography, you can see a real upsurge in bullying, and that can only, and that is best addressed by having some expert trainers come into that school to work with the young people and almost to create a group of ambassadors. A set of people who are really well equipped to understand this issue, often have been bullied themselves and have learned how to cope with it. They are the best people for supporting other young people, and we have a number of partnerships around the world where we support groups like that.